Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Whit Merrifield. Batting second. The shortstop, Alcides Escobar. Batting third. The first baseman, Eric Hosmer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lorenzo Cain. Batting fifth. The DH, Kendrys Morales. Batting sixth. The catcher, Salvador Perez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paolo Orlando. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chesler Cuthbert. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Christian Colon. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ian Kennedy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting third. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting fifth. The DH, J.B. Schuck. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brett Laurie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Avila. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Sale. And now, play ball. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Merrifield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hosmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Lorenzo Cain batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cain hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Eaton is hit by the pitch. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Abreu hits a pop-up towards first. Hosmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cabrera strikes out. Two outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Eaton. The throw from Perez and he is out, Colon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Paolo Orlando is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Orlando takes first base on ball 4. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cuthbert hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuthbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.B. Schuck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Laurie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Merrifield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Christian Colon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colon hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Merrifield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Merrifield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merrifield for the out. Two outs. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Escobar is 0-for-1 in the game. Escobar hits a line drive into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Merrifield. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abreu is 0-for-1 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hosmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hosmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cain is 0-for-1 in the game. Cain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales strikes out. One out. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cain moves to second. Paulo Orlando is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Orlando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Orlando strikes out. Two outs. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cuthbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuthbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. the White Sox will come to bat. J.B. Schuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Schuck is 0-for-1 in the game. Schuck hits a fly ball into left field. Merrifield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Laurie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Laurie hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Avisail Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Kane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Christian Colon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Colon is 0-for-1 in the game. Colon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Merrifield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Merrifield strikes out. One out. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. Escobar hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hosmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Hosmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hosmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Abreu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Abreu hits a line drive towards third. Cuthbert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-2 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuthbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cain strikes out. One out. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Salvador Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Paulo Orlando is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Orlando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Orlando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Orlando. The throw from Avila and he is safe. Orlando steals second. Chesler Cuthbert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuthbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuthbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Shuck is 0-for-2 in the game. Shuck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laurie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Laurie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colon fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Orlando settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Hochvar now pitching. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Eaton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Christian Colon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Merrifield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Merrifield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Merrifield reaches second base with a double. Colon moves to third. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0-for-3 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colon scores. Merrifield moves to third. It's 7-4, White Sox. Dan Jennings now pitching. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hosmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Hosmer hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Merrifield tags and scores. 1 out. It's 7-5, White Sox. Zach Putnam now pitching. Lorenzo Cain is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Escobar moves to second. Kendrys Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales strikes out. 2 outs. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orlando. Abreu reaches second base with a double. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cabrera hits a fly ball towards left. Merrifield catches it and throws to third to double up Abreu. Two outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Frazier is 0-for-3 in the game. Frazier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Shuck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Nate Jones now pitching. Paulo Orlando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orlando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orlando bunts towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chesler Cuthbert batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cuthbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuthbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Laurie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Christian Colon batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Colon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Colon hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joakim Soria now pitching. Brett Laurie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laurie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Laurie hits a line drive into center field. Kane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Avila is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Garcia. The throw from Perez and he is out, Colon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. David Robertson now pitching. Whit Merrifield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Merrifield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Merrifield bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Escobar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Escobar hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Hosmer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hosmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Hosmer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.